mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to lightstream.com/news. That's lightstream.com/news. lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What sets United apart from the competition?
At United, our service department is top-notch with technicians that are trained and certified to quickly find your problem and tell you up front how much it's going to cost you to repair.
And yes, United has emergency service 24/7 and can service and repair all brands.
Our professional, prompt, and experienced service team will fix it right the first time. We have over 300 years combined experience and service thousands of families in the River Region.
If you're tired of paying the same AC guy for the same problem every summer, give United a try.
If your unit is beyond repair, we give free estimates on replacements. And for this month, we will give you a free digital thermostat with a new system. And we have payments as low as $99 on a new energy efficient system.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Pay attention to what I say, and you'll do just fine.
My Bentley is covered with eggs!
God, we have fun.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your year for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE this month and check out Hustler Mowers, and you could save up to $500. Hustler is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade, heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and 0% interest financing for 48 months. So, if this is your year for a ZTR, don't wait. The $500 off is only this month while supplies last. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
Hey, Lyle Fields speaking to you one more time from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry, now in the Pet Food Shops on Vaughan Road. Guess what? Got some old history you want to get rid of? We're talking jewelry now. Jewelry, gemstones, or anything like that. Or maybe some wonderful heirloom jewelry that you want to remake. Whatever it is, Marguerite's will either buy, remake, sell, trade, swap, whatever you call it. Come in, and we're going to let you walk out with something beautiful or a check in your hand. Come see us at Marguerite's, now in the Pep Tree Shops. Thanks.
Welcome aboard, Emotional Support Airlines Flight K9er. Please keep your emotional support animal on your lap or under your seat in front of you. There is no scratching, humping, or sniffing butts in the main cabin area. Please keep all goats from nibbling the person next to you. If your pony needs to use the restroom, please pick it up. Any birds, bats, or sugar gliders must be contained, as this is a no-flying flight. Our flight attendants will start our complimentary feedback service, and salt licks are available for purchase. Snakes are not allowed to roam free through the deck.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these mother...
Hey, don't even say it. Have a good flight.
From the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM. Riverside Chevrolet.
Laurel.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump's team's proceeding as if he's still going to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un next month, although the North Koreans are now threatening to cancel if it's just about giving up nuclear weapons. White House spokeswoman Sarah Sanders tells Fox,
"The president is ready if the meeting takes place, and if it doesn't, we'll continue the maximum pressure campaign that's been ongoing."
The North Koreans already just canceled talks with South Korea over joint military drills with the United States. North Carolina teachers are rallying at the state capitol in Raleigh today for raises and more education spending.
House Speaker Tim Moore says more money is coming.
To at least a 6.2% increase in teacher salaries for this coming fiscal year.
But the head of a state teachers association says more is needed, like per student spending, money for school buildings, and up-to-date supplies.
That's Fox's Grinnell Scott. Fox News. We report, you decide.
They get up early so you don't have to. It's Greg Budell.
The most interesting man in the world.
Jay Scott.
Technically an adult with the mental age below 3 years old.
Emily Hayes.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Bailey, the wonder dog. And Rich Thomas
as the Beaver.
Live on News Talk 93.1, it's three men and a lady. Oh, yeah, and a dog.
Voted the greatest radio show in the history of Alabama.
By us.
Maybe we should rethink that into some of our stuff. Have one of your own. Find out how coming up. To your right and Mumnut on the phone. What's up?
Hello, well, this guy. I'm trying to be a boodle. I was kind of disappointed in myself yesterday when I was heard you call another caller a loyal, diligent listener, and it got me to thinking, where have I been? Not loyal. But I have been a diligent listener.
We're going to start handing out patches, I think. We should have something made.
You know, I'm going to get a gold star chart and put it here in the studio.
Well, wait a minute, Mumnut. Didn't you ever get one of our participation trophies at Bomb Hours?
Football.
You didn't get a participation trophy?
I wasn't participating.
Oh. Well, I thought we had for some reason.
I did get a crown.
I do appreciate it. You are a loyal and diligent listener, and we're very grateful for that.
Hopefully, I've been going through a bit of a hell here, but maybe I can get down to Bomb Hour tonight.
We will look forward to that, and we hope it's soon. Thanks for calling. It's 808.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Trucking, now offering a $1,000 sign-on bonus, great driver's pay package, and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
We've been talking about throughout the morning this rain shield that will not go away across East Alabama, mainly from, let's say, mainly east of Tuskegee, including places like Auburn, Opelika, Union Springs, down to Troy, and Brundage, and Elba, and Op. To the west of that, it's been dry so far. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms today, reaching a peak this afternoon and this evening. Mid-80s for a high today, upper 60s tonight, tomorrow, and Friday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms, no change. High in the upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday, random showers continue. Some thundershowers. Some towns will get wet. Others will stay completely dry, with a high in the upper 80s to around 90, and not much change Monday. Right now, cloudy skies, temperature 74, east winds at 3 miles per hour, 10 minutes after 8, and I hope the plumbing in your house is not failing this morning. Everything's going smoothly, because whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing always picks. We've said it before, the worst time to be a problem. Good to know that at Plumbing by Lukewire, they can not only help you, but they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and they never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. For over 2 decades, they have been second to none in the River Region, and that's why I keep relying on them. There was a time when I, over the years, when I've dealt with other plumbing concerns that weren't nearly as reputable and courteous and responsible as Plumbing by Lukewire. But now I don't even think about it. I pick up the phone. They say when they're going to be there, and guess what? They show up when they say they're going to be there, and they actually pick up the phone and call and say we're underway. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Lukewire. They're very responsible and very reliable. 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number 84417. 17.
Play.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
Well, as the morning has passed, it's gone from electrifying to getting burned out a little bit.
Laurel.
And that's this thing.
Laurel.
Yanny or Laurel? Laurel or Yanny?
I can't.
How do you,
Laurel.
I don't know how you Laurel. Get that E sound from the Y.
How do you get Yeti?
Like, how do you, in Laurel, how is anything, how can anything even be stretched or modified to hit that E?
So you're saying it's Laurel?
Yes.
What do you say?
Oh, I hear Laurel.
What do you
Oh,
hear?
Yeah, only Laurel. I can't imagine how anyone hears anything else.
Laurel. Laurel.
I'm hearing Yanni.
Laurel.
Really?
Laurel.
That's crazy.
You know what? We're going to have Ken Reynolds in. And if you can't trust the opinion of Ken Reynolds...
Well, this will put an end to all of it, what Ken
says.
We'll
put this whole thing out of its misery. Yeah. Well, we'll talk about it a little bit with him and then find out what's happening in town this upcoming weekend. But this... it's amazing how fast something that you never heard of, and something really like this is a big deal that millions of people
mm-hmm.
right now, the vote on my Facebook post on this thing is about 50-50.
Yeah.
So there's no consensus opinion yet. And Jay's going to do that that audio tweak thing, right?
Mm-hmm. But he's got to do it downstairs. Like, we got to...
Turn the phone pot off for a second. Nope, it's still there. Okay, thanks. Sorry, just doing a little on-air testing.
It's not just
a
matter of hearing
Laurel. Laurel.
We're hearing other sounds, too. That are
yeah, we are.
All morning.
Just was.
Should I punch the board?
No.
I'd rather you not.
Turn my mic off.
Don't punch me either.
Why?
Okay, turn mine back. Okay, now turn Emily's off.
I don't see why we have to do that.
Okay.
I like it that
way. I still
hear I'm trying...
You know, I'm kidding.
Uh-huh.
He teed it up. I had to say it.
Uh-huh.
Back to you, Rich.
Don't put it on, Rich.
Rich, quick. Say something.
Adorable.
So we can get out of this. Should I turn his...
Laurel.
I don't hear the... I don't...
No, I still hear it.
Yeah, it's still there. Turn yours off. Okay, so it's not the microphones. All right, cool.
It must be...
I hate to test this stuff on the air like this. It's just I'm curious where it's coming from.
We think we know what it is.
Okay.
But we're just trying to figure out where it's coming from.
Oh. Well, how about that? It is 13 minutes after 8. We'll head down to the traffic dungeon, get your local news. Ken Reynolds is going to join us in just a moment. And we have other stuff that we're going to do, like the Morning Maroon nominees. And there's some good ones again today, man. You always wonder if we're ever going to run out of stupid and new ways to be stupid, but right? We never do. There's always somebody with another fresh idea that gets them into loads of trouble. That'll be coming up.
News us.
I heartily, heartily endorse, especially when you're, you know, under the age of 65 like I am. How do you shut this thing off? You start thinking about how can I preserve myself for another day? And one thing you can do is let somebody else do the heavy lifting when it comes to outdoor maintenance, like trimming bushes, edging, trimming tree branches, and things like that. J&S Landscaping does that, and they do a phenomenal job. Their pricing structure is incredibly fair, and they work hard, and the outcomes are great. Look, if no less than Mommy the Swami says she was 100% pleased, you know it's going to be good. They do other projects as well. Just ask. If there's something else you're considering for the outside of your home. But, man, they are perfectionists. It's like sending your yard to the groomer and getting it back looking beautiful again. Call them at 202-8760, 202-8760. That's J&S John Cato. And he's often one of our friends that stops by and visits us on Wednesday evenings at Bum Hours. Let's talk to K-Rod before we head down to the traffic dungeon. K-Rod.
I think I've got this whole Laurel thing figured out.
All right.
I'm going to say it. The first time I'm going to say Laurel. Now I'm going to change my inflection a little bit.
Who's this?
Yanni. Did you hear the difference?
Say the first one again.
Laurel.
Sounds like Laurel.
And Yanni.
Now I'm hearing Yanni. Yeah, you're right.
See, because I'm saying two different words. It's Laurel. It's Laurel, what you've been playing all morning. It's Laurel.
It is Laurel. I can't see how anyone else would come up with
Laurel.
I don't either.
Hey. Laurel.
Good morning.
No, all right, have a good one.
That's Yanni.
Laurel. Laurel.
Otis.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up?
Not much. I just go ask
Rich, what time it's going to rain today? I'm planning on doing a little fishing.
What time it's going to rain? That's a funny question. Nobody knows that. I mean, it's completely random. Your town may get drenched twice today, and it may stay dry in my neighborhood. So but I get that a lot in the summertime. And people are serious. They see me in the store. Hey, what time is it going to rain today? Oh, it depends on where you're standing and when, you know, and your luck. That's what it is.
Yeah, well, I kind of figured that, but I thought I'd ask.
Yeah, well, I get that a lot.
How about all them storms up north, man? Them people act like they ain't never seen a tornado.
Yeah, the Yankees and
that was Washington. Quite a squall line. Yeah. From Boston through New York, all the way down to Philly, where the Yankees were playing. And I guess they're in a 3-3 tie, right?
Yeah, they got to resume the game at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Right. During happy hour.
Hey!
Grr. So it means you can watch it on TV.
Yeah.
That's right. Give us a play-by-play over there. I know Joey would love that.
I'll do it in my Harry Carey impersonation. Otis, we appreciate the call. We got to run. We got to check traffic news. And then we're going to talk about a big weekend in Montgomery.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Looks like there's a little bit of leftover rush hour traffic, maybe, on 85 southbound right around Ann Street. That's about the size of it. No other holdups anywhere. The Interstate 65 corridor looks clear. That little bit on 85 southbound right there. The boulevard's looking really good. Atlanta Highway's good. It's all good. At Reinhardt Toyota, you can purchase a Toyota RAV4 for just $22,852 plus tax, title, and tags. Reinhardt Toyota, your low-price volume dealer. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The majority of the radio world opens the mic and then thinks, well, now what?
Well, then we are on two different wavelengths.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Governor Kay Ivey has joined six other governors in backing President Donald Trump's nomination for the Nobel Peace Prize for efforts to bring peace to the Korean Peninsula. 18 U.S. House Republicans have formally nominated Trump. David Burkett won the District 26 Senate seat last night in a landslide victory. The special election was to fill Quentin Ross's seat after he stepped down to become the president of Alabama State University. The primary election is set for June 5th. And the Montgomery County School Board has approved a contract for new superintendent Ann Moore. She will earn a salary of $215,000 and will be eligible for a performance-based raise after her first year. The salary was negotiated down from an initial $227,000. Some board members say it is still too high. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, you know, it's Regis. You know, now that I'm retired and Joy's about ready to blow her head off listening to me yap my trap, I like to spend my mornings listening to this show. Oh, it's great. I love it. I'm out of control. Somebody shoot me.
Al Booth has what it takes to be in the Alabama legislature. Al Booth has education. Al Booth has experience and strong family values. But most importantly, Al Booth has integrity. Al Booth is proudly serving his 18th year as probate judge of Watauga County. Al Booth has experience as an elected official and already has experience in working with the legislature. There will be no learning curve for him. Al Booth believes in service. He serves his church, civic groups. He served his clients as a country lawyer for over 20 years. Now, Al Booth wishes to continue to serve you in the Alabama State House. Al Booth believes in the Second Amendment, supports the Monuments Bill, and will always protect them. And Al Booth is a family man with wife June, three boys, and five grandchildren. Paid for by the committee to elect Al Booth, 512 Wetumpka Street, Prattville, Alabama, 36067. On June 5th, vote for Al Booth for the Alabama House District 88 in Autauga and Elmore counties. Al Booth, experience, education, strong family values, and integrity.
I'm Al Booth, and I approve this message.
Interested in owning a prime, oversized building lot directly on the Alabama River and Lake Bob Woodruff at an unbeatable price? Saturday, May 19th, over an acre with 100 feet of water frontage for just $49.9. Almost 3 acres, over 300 feet of incredible waterfront, just $99.9. Or 2 acres, water access for just $24.9. This gated community is just 10 minutes by car from Montgomery and 20 minutes by boat. Open wooded and beautiful water views. Saturday, May 19th, huge savings. Over an acre with 100 feet of water frontage, just $49.9. Or almost 3 acres with over 300 feet of incredible waterfront, just $99.9. Or get 2 acres water access with a boat ramp, $24.9. Living on big water is a blast. Come enjoy life.
Call 877-545-LAND. 877-545-LAND. That's call or click 877-545-LAND.com.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hopeful that the talks will still occur. I think this is...
I can hardly concentrate on what Rand Paul is saying. His hair is so sexy.
Guys, get the hairstyle women are crazy about. The Rand Paul style.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo. It'll leave your grown-out natural curls on top, but also works as a conditioner to relax the hair on the sides.
Giving you the randiest style all the women want on their man.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
The Rand Paul style.
It's a bipartisan hairstyle. Straight and curly.
Straight on the sides, curly on top. Rand Paul hair.
Rand Paul shampoo and conditioner.
Rich uses that. Give me a little glob of that stuff.
I love that so much.
Joining Three Men and a Lady, and Jay, I guess, had stuff to do, so Ken Reynolds is here, and he took Jay's place on the board, so... We still have three men and a lady. I should say one gentleman, two men. No, two. Rich is a gentleman. Two gentlemen, one ruffian, and a lady. I being the ruffian.
Oh.
I'm just not polished. I'm working on it. You know, I try very hard every single day without fail to try and improve myself. Big mistake putting that in. How are you, sir?
We're doing great this morning. Thank you.
And we're closing in on a big event here in the city. Give us all the details.
We are. We're going to have a fantastic weekend in downtown Montgomery. There's a lot going on, and this year we're excited to have two events coming back again. On Friday night, we're going to have our 6th annual Riverbend Brewfest under the historic Union Station train shed in downtown Montgomery, starting at 6 o'clock. So if you're looking for something to do, if it's a date night, a get-out-of-the-house night, a thank-God-it's-Friday kind of night, come on down to the train shed. We're going to have an outstanding event for you, and this will be the biggest and best Brewfest we've done yet. We already have 53 different breweries committed to be there.
Let's talk about that. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm going to let the alcohol discussion go.
Which breweries?
Oh, goodness. Let's see. There are 53 of them. We have a great representation from all over the state of Alabama.
All over the state. Is Goat Island going to be here?
Goat Island will be in the house.
Ooh, the Sipsy Red River is so good.
You going to be there? Because I'll be there.
Are you? Yeah?
I'll be
you want to go sampling some beers? Here we go, sampling.
I'll be there with some friends tonight.
If I only had friends.
Yeah, well, if I only had.
But yeah, no.
But what better way than to make friends than enjoying a brewfest?
There you go. What he said.
Goat Island's amazing. I'm a big fan.
Let me ask, since even when I did drink, I wasn't much of a beer drinker because I didn't have a very sophisticated tongue. And so what makes that different than, let's say, a nice 12-ounce Blatz?
Well, I've never had Blatt's, so I can't.
Or PBR.
I mean, it's just it's the style of beer. Like, that's a red beer. The Sipsy Red River is a red beer. So it's got a different body. It's got a little different taste than a Pilsner, which is, you know, like your everyday beer.
Sweet taste.
Yeah. No.
Some are a little more hopsy. They taste very different. Uh-huh. And some are darker, some are lighter. And you know I'm not a beer drinker either, but I test the beers at Beer Fest.
I like a pale ale. I like an amber. I really like the reds. I can do some of the darker stuff. I do love,
some of that fruity stuff is not bad either.
Is straight to ale going to be?
Straight to ale will also be there.
Do you like some of the fruity?
That's one thing I don't like. Like Blue Moon with the citrus and all that stuff. Okay. I don't like that. Right. But straight to ale has Monkey Knot. Mm-hmm. Which is an amazing, it's an amazing IPA.
Is that like hops and barley, Monkey Knot?
No.
What does that mean?
It's, hops and barley, but Monkey Knot's an IPA, and they have a double IPA, too.
So, Ken, how much to get?
An India Pale Ale.
How much are the tickets, and where can you get them?
All right, well, we started this event 6 years ago with a $25 ticket, and we still have a $25 ticket.
That's awesome.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
And tickets are available. You can get them online at the Best website in Montgomery, funinmontgomery.com, where we post all of our events. You can also get them by calling our office at 334-625-2100. You can come by to see us at 200 Coosa Street in Riverwalk Stadium, or you can pick them up at Dirk's Filet and Vine on Cloverdale.
What about entertainment now?
Entertainment. Now, that's a good point, because what we're doing this year is we're also bringing back the River Jam Music Festival this year. Mm-hmm. And the way we're going to set this up for River Jam this year is when you come into the train shed there by the old Wells Fargo location,
right.
If you turn to your left, you're going to have a gate to go through because it is a ticketed event for the Brewfest.
Okay.
They will check your ID, of course. Then they'll give you a wristband and a glass, and then you're off to the races.
Yep.
If you turn to the right, you're going to see the stage set up for the first night of this year's River Jam Music Festival. And starting at 6 o'clock, we'll have Cameron Dubois performing. Then we'll also have Funk Nation, a great group of guys from here in Montgomery, performing. And then after that, we'll have Wyatt Edmondson.
Then reuniting.
Yes, under the train shed, we will have Blues Old Stand.
Yeah, how about that, folks?
So that's going to be a terrific lineup on Friday night. Now, of course, because of the great sponsorships that we've got, all of the music on Friday and Saturday night is absolutely free to the public. So if you come in and turn to the right, it's free admission. If you come in and turn to the left, you'll need to have your ticket for the Brewfest. But if you do come to the Brewfest, then you're going to get to enjoy all of that great River Jam music on Friday night.
How about that stuff?
Spectacular. I'm just trying to get back to the train shed and enjoy it for...
Yeah.
That was a place, and I'm almost embarrassed to say it. I was there my first Saturday ever in Montgomery, and I loved it. And I said, I can't wait to come back. And here it is 13 years later, and I haven't done it. And I'm ashamed to say that.
There's so many great events that go on all year long under the train shed, and... So, yeah, this is going to be fun.
And that Fun in Montgomery website is so informative. It's got everything on there. So people that say that there's nothing going on and nothing to do, they obviously aren't looking hard enough. It's not even that hard. It frustrates me. I hate the whole, there's nothing to do here.
Yeah.
Well, the difference is between nothing to do and nothing I want to do.
Well, right. Yeah, but there's a lot of variety. There's everything from, you know, festivals to, river... Rock the Park's coming up later this year, and I had a great time at that last year.
We're having a redo of the 100th anniversary of the Air Force, right?
Absolutely. That'll come up on, June 2nd.
June 2nd,
But let's go back to River Jam real quick, because we have a second night of River Jam, and after we do the train shed on Friday night, Saturday night, we're moving down to the amphitheater.
Oh, okay, so you're going to change venues.
We'll change venues, and we're going to start up at 6 o'clock on Saturday afternoon with Jess Muse.
Yep.
That most folks know being a local person with some national notoriety from her appearances on American Idol and
finishing
the tour that she's done.
That year.
And then after Jess Muse, we're going to have Grammy Award winner Claire Lynch in her band.
Cool.
So we're excited about that. And then we're going to have James McMurtry coming in from Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
A fabulous singer-songwriter. If you've not heard James McMurtry before, you're in for a real treat. And then it was brought to our attention that Blues Old Stand has never played on the amphitheater stage.
Oh, you're going to bring him back for a second night?
So on Saturday night, after James McMurtry performs, Blues Old Stand is going to do a late-night jam at the amphitheater.
How about that? So that'll be really cool.
And you got it all going on.
I'm telling you, it's a fantastic weekend. We've got the Great Beer Festival, the biggest one yet. Plus, we've got two nights of free music for the public. You know, it just keeps getting better. And you were talking about the train shed. And we are very fortunate in Montgomery to have not only the train shed, but also the amphitheater as two of the most unique venues in the state of Alabama for holding great events.
By the way, you're close to the city, and I've heard rumors in the past that they were going to try and restore Amtrak service to Montgomery. Is there anything happening on that? Any developments?
Well, that's a little bit out of my wheelhouse, but I know that there have been some discussions about that, but there have also been some discussions about a private enterprise group also coming through, and I'm not exactly sure where those talks are, whether or not the finances on those projects have come in.
If Amtrak ever comes back, boy, I'm going to take advantage of that.
I'm going to be on the first train out of here.
Yep. I mean, they talk about running you out on a rail.
I've heard that. Ken, as always, great job. Thank you so much for all you do for the city and for those who enjoy good times down by the water.
Well, thank you very much, and we're looking forward to it. Hope everybody will come out and join us at Brewfest on Friday night, which also, by the way, is benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. So a portion of your proceeds will go to a terrific local organization with fantastic programs.
Excellent. I've been involved with them for a long, long time, going almost right back to year one.
Well, thanks, Ken.
Well, thank you all for having me in this morning, and we appreciate it. Look forward to seeing you, everybody.
It is 8:32 on this Talk 93.1 FM. I see some activity. The first thing I do when I check the Jack Ingram signature used car website is see what kind of movement there's been in the category that I represent, and that's cars under $10,000. And I see there's been some product on the move because there were 20 at the beginning of Monday, and now there's 15. So I'm glad to know people are going over there and seeing this as the ideal place to buy a first car for a new driver, to get a second vehicle for the family if you need one. And the choices here run the gamut. They've got economy cars. There's a Volkswagen Beetle there that's in mint condition, only 96,000 miles. Now, it's 2006. You'd never know it from the interior or exterior of the vehicle. And the Ingram family team and mechanics have been under the hood to make sure there's nothing going on there that makes it seem like a 12-year-old car. It's in beautiful shape. And they've got dozens of pictures of every vehicle in this category for your perusal and approval. There's a Scion XB base. That's just a little over 5 and a little under 5. You got a Kia Optima LX and a Nissan Altima 2.5. And those are incredible buys. So when you're ready, we are not suggesting you visit a place where we're not willing to spend our own money. And I've done that not once, not twice, three times now. And it's a great experience. Tip Tames and that wonderful team. It is the most pre-owned car shopping experience you could ever hope to have. Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars, 235 Northeastern Bypass. And again, visit them online and check out the photos at JackIngramSignatureUsedCars.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is sponsored by the Montgomery Zoo, featuring animals from around the world, and now the brand new exhibit Stingray Bay. Enjoy the outdoors with your family at the Montgomery Zoo, open 7 days a week.
Some parts of Alabama have had drenching rains all morning long, relentless. In other areas, it's stayed dry so far. Mainly the eastern counties and southeastern counties are involved at the moment. Scattered random showers and thunderstorms will be around today. They'll reach a peak during the afternoon and evening, high in the mid-80s, low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, upper 80s. Saturday and Sunday, more random showers around. Some towns get wet, some towns don't. Upper 80s to around 90, and not much change Monday. If you haven't seen my morning video this morning, and let's say you're a tropical weather fan, I haven't mentioned yet this morning that there are now four global models that are coming together on this idea that something is going to come out of the Caribbean and into the Gulf of Mexico before this month is over.
Oh, wow.
Now, when it's just the GFS saying it, you laugh and shrug your shoulders, because the GFS tends to have a bogus hurricane all the time. But when you see the European and the Canadian and now the Japanese model saying that there could be something, it gets more interesting. So check out my morning video this morning if you're into that kind of thing, and we'll keep an eye on it for you. We're talking more than 10 days away that it would enter the Gulf. And then so we'll keep an eye on it. Right now, cloudy skies. Temperature is 74 with high humidity. The dew point is at 70, and the temperature is 74 now at 836. And Bryson Fine Jewelry and East Chase ready to serve you this morning starting at 10 o'clock. That's when they open their doors over there on the East Chase Parkway next to Costco, where custom jewelry design incorporates the latest in cutting-edge technology coupled with old-world craftsmanship. Now, Bryson's Fine Jewelry designs more custom jewelry than any other jeweler in the River Region. Check out their five-year interest-free financing available every day. What a time of the year we're going into. I mean, there's lots and lots and lots of weddings this time of the year, and graduations and all kinds of things coming up. They have same-day on-site repair with one-year warranty, most advanced shop in the River Region, and you can talk directly to the guy who's going to be doing your repair, because nothing is sent outside the store, and that today is a rarity. If they can't fix it, it can't be fixed. So give them a check. Check out Bryson's Fine Jewelry. They're named one of the top 8 jewelers in the southeastern U.S., and they have a very unique showroom, the store up front, and then the big bay windows where you can watch the master jewelers working in the back. It's really amazing. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco, open Monday through Saturday, including today from 10 to 7, and brysonsfinejewelry.com.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn how to say it like Emily.
A dot cam.
All right, coming up, we're going to check traffic at 8:37, and then we'll come back with today's Morning Maroon nominees.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Not having too much trouble around the boulevard this morning. Everything's looking good. Maybe a little bit of backed up traffic southbound lanes of the Eastern Boulevard up around Lagoon Park. Otherwise, the boulevard looks really good. 85 is all clear. 65 is all clear. Your main traffic hang-ups this morning will be downtown and at the corner of Federal and Atlanta Highway. Otherwise, everything looks really, really good. Registration for summer term is May 23rd at Trenum State Community College. Classes begin May 24th. Trenum State Community College, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
No matter your circumstance, you should call Stuart Vance at 333-333-333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hear anything good on the radio lately?
The area's red-hot DJ.
Hey, girls, it's Wednesday.
This show is so stupid.
This is so stupid.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Name something that a person with long legs might not be able to fit into.
Long pants?
Just like the light of a new me from out of the blue.
This is Mike Holmes. I'm running for re-election as your representative here in House District 31. I will protect your rights and your interests by promoting personal integrity in government. I have supported creating more competition in our children's schools while expanding technical education to create a more skilled workforce for the next generation of prosperous Alabamians. I will provide honest, effective leadership and fiscal responsibility for our district and our state. This is Mike Holmes. I am running on my record, and I ask for your vote.
Paid for by Mike Holmes' campaign, Wetumpka, Alabama.
Tonight on ABC, it's 4 of the wildest season finales
ever done.
The Goldbergs, Alex Zink, Modern Family, and American Housewife.
Ta-da!
You know what? Be fun all you want. I'm not going to let your happiness get me down.
With everything from guest stars like Nathan Fillion.
I've never felt more alive!
To a proposal.
What? No.
Tomorrow's problem.
The season finales of the ABC Funny Wednesday comedies, followed by the season finale of Designated Survivor.
Watch the best shows on television tonight on ABC 32.
Hello, I'm Ellis from Alabama News Network.
He's lying.
Right now, I'm messaging my friends. I've lost your contact info. Can you send it to me?
My friends don't know.
Now I've hacked their accounts, and I'm moving to their friends list.
It could happen to me, to you, to your friends.
Find out how to protect your information, your privacy, your life.
Hacked. Thursday at 10 on Alabama News Network.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious. LightStream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/news. That's Lightstream.com/news. Lightstream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Hi, I'm Cam Marston, and I'm excited to introduce my new radio show called What's Working with Cam Marston. We'll dig into the trends that are shaping today's workplace and workforce. Saturdays, 12 noon on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Live local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The world is filled with a lot of BS.
I had breakfast with Kanye this morning.
But now you can sort through it all with the BS detector alarm. Just turn it on, and when someone starts spreading bull,
sorry I'm late to work. Oh, but it wasn't because I'm hungover.
Oh, man, you got me.
Oh, not tonight, honey. I have a headache. Oh, son of a bitch!
And it's not just for BS. It also detects hogwash, malarkey, and poppycock.
Honey, while you're at your mother's, I'm going to clean the garage and not go near a golf course.
That's a load of crap, you dirty liar!
The BS Detector Alarm. Order now and get a second one absolutely free. Okay, fine, not completely free. You have to pay separate shipping and processing fees.
That thing really works. For example, I'm young, handsome, and rich. I'm handsome. I'm rich.
I'm rich.
Okay, I can't get away. Yeah, you're rich. Thank you very much, mister. Once again, the very...
adorable.
Thanks. That button ain't working too well either today.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
gravy. Doesn't Rusty do a great job of making everything sound so urgent?
Yes.
Gravy is the winning word, and, well, we don't talk about it as much as we should, but Baumhauer's downtown does breakfast from 7 to 10, and it's great. And one of the things you can get for just $3.99... Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 is the biscuit and gravy bowl. In fact, they have a number, see, bowl, football, all that. It just
I got it.
Yeah, they got a whole bunch of different breakfast bowls on the menu. We're featuring this one today. So this afternoon between 3 and 6 when you're listening to and enjoying happy hour, be the sixth caller at 272-9228 when I ask for today's Baumhauer's winning word, and that is the final time.
Laurel. Will be.
I'm surprised by this point people just aren't saying that, you know, for no reason whatsoever. Let's get in former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
He would know. It's time to pick the dumbest of the dumb as we select for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominees. Now, nominee number one. I don't know if this guy's as much of a marooner as somebody who may have some issues. You decide. Nominee number one, this happened in Germany.
Germany.
Southern Germany.
What's wrong with the maroons we got?
They got a call on Monday in Lörrach, Germany.
In where?
Lörrach.
I heard Yanni.
Good one.
Anyway, neighbors complain to police about a shouting match going on inside someone's apartment. So police were called. They went to the apartment to see what was going on in case it escalated into violence, and they found a 32-year-old man arguing with his girlfriend's parrot.
Oh.
He told police he had been annoyed at the pair for a while, so they finally headed out on Monday with a shouting match. The parrot couldn't talk, so when the guy would yell, it would just mimic him and make loud noises back. He was not arrested, but...
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee.
Now, they... What are they going to charge him with? Shouting at a parrot? Just quiet down, pipe down. And leave it to the professionals. Now, our next nominee, David Seal, broke into a law firm in Fresno. Yeah. Only knows what you expect to find in a law firm worth stealing. Got into the lobby, and after he successfully broke in, he danced for 9 seconds, which gave the security camera in the lobby a perfect shot as he popped and locked. And then was quickly tracked down and arrested, charged with burglary. And our final nominee, on page one, where's number two? Where is number two? So is it Yanni or...
the dancing burglar or the... it's got to be a tie. What do you think? The parrot argument? The Germany parrot argument?
I got one more of these idiots that I can't find. But
it's tough. It's tough. What do you think? What do you want to go with?
Are we just going for those two?
Well,
he was looking for another one.
There is a second one.
Third one?
I can't find the sheet.
The parrot, that's when
you're arguing with a parrot.
Yeah,
and you're a little, it gets heated.
I know. I've had so many of those conversations.
Oh, we've all been there.
And don't get me started when he gets drinking.
No, so I said Laurel.
What you're saying is you guys are for the birds.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
By the way, honorary mention to a group of high school students who sawed off the back of an old car.
Okay.
And then attached it to the side of their school so it looked like the car had plowed into the school as a prank.
Oh, nice.
That's actually kind of funny.
On the principal, because his office was right where the car was.
That's some effort, though, to saw off the back of a car.
Yeah. It's pretty clever.
Yeah.
And before they realized it was a joke, police were called.
Oh, no.
Well, nobody was arrested, but they were impressed with the authenticity of the look.
There's no crime committed, though, right?
Hey, there's good news from Cleveland.
Oh.
Oh, good.
This will be a first.
Cleveland? What's wrong with the news we got? Why do we got to get it from Cleveland?
There's a 64-year-old school bus driver there who has now driven over 1 million miles without causing or being involved in
anything. Well, that's a good news story.
So we'll give him... jinxed the hell out of that guy, didn't they?
We'll give him the Ralph Cramden Award. 848 on News Talk 93.1 FM, a place you can while away some time on a rainy day, which this may or may not turn out to be, or any time. Is Eastbrook Flea Market an antique mall? Go for, if you have like a heavy lunch on Saturday or Sunday, it's a great place to go walk it off and get lost in the memories, like walking the timeline of your life, because your memory button will get hit many, many times.
Side note, did you ever get the battery required for your transistor radio?
I'm working on it.
News talk.
I have been working on it. I keep forgetting, as Michael McDonald once said.
I keep forgetting.
They have, I know that, because I bought two. I bought a Crosley. And, you know, when I see something like that, I get it, because the lesson I learned the hard way the first time, I went there and they had some of those old-fashioned ice cream sundae cups, the glass you used to get at the actual soda fountains. And I hesitated. And I went back a few days later and they were gone. So, and then it's because that's not something they can restock. So if you see something at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, get it, because it may not be there the next time. And in addition to the fun, there's lots of practical. Like if you've got somebody heading off to college or starting their first apartment, they have everything you could need for an apartment, including all types of furniture, including furniture that's designed for smaller spaces, and extra sets of dishes, all these things. So there's many practical opportunities to buy at Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. They got a great Facebook page, by the way, and they update it frequently. You'll see them about a half a mile north of Atlanta Highway on Coliseum Boulevard there on your left next to our friends at Food Outlet.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Whole house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Better prices, bigger savings. Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Prattville has it all. This week, get up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Or during the Jeep Celebration event, get up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Plus, all trade-ins are welcome in any condition, even high mileage and damaged vehicles. And with a job bringing home $350 weekly, we can get almost anyone approved. All trade-ins are welcome. Quick, easy credit approval. Up to $12,000 in total savings off new 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorns in stock. Up to $6,000 in total savings off new 2017 Jeep Wranglers in stock. Only at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville. Or online at Brubaker.com.
I'm Dick Brubaker and I approve this ad.
Must finance through Chrysler Capital. Stock numbers R8040 and J7371. Plus tax, tag, title, dock, and destination fees. All rebates and incentives to dealer. Negative equity refinanced. Offers don't combine.
I'm Dustin Devon, candidate for the Alabama State House. I'm running to fight for Elmore County and defend our rights. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, and most importantly, I'm one of you, Elmore County, born and raised. Elmore County is getting left behind, and my opponent is the reason why. He has fought our county commission and refuses to take a leadership role and sponsor any local legislation directed at improving Elmore County. When the heat was turned on by the legislative leadership this year, my opponent folded and refused to uphold and strengthen our ethics laws. My opponent receives almost all his money from big special interest, PACs, and lobbyists. I have not taken a single penny of special interest, PAC, or lobby money. I'm ready to fight for economic development and infrastructure resources for Elmore County. We stand to gain substantially from President Trump's infrastructure plan, and while my opponent was fighting against Donald Trump's nomination, I was donating to Donald Trump and fighting to get him elected. I'm Dustin Devon, and I'd be honored to have your vote.
Paid for by Friends of Dustin Devon, P.O. Box 622, Wetumpka, Alabama 36092.
Don't let your fitness habits go on vacation this summer. Take a free intro class at Club Pilates. Find your healthier self with full body workouts for all levels and ages. Get 15% off new memberships. Go to clubpilates.com for more information.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
It's another mashup. Check this out. Two songs you'd never expect to sound alike or appear together the same. Obviously, that's Billie Jean.
Give you water, give you
disappointment with that one, the one we did yesterday, is that they didn't go back to the other lyrics. Usually, the best mashups, they alternate. You'll hear both vocals.
Right.
That one and the one we did yesterday, they did not.
That one yesterday was fantastic.
It was. It was really well done. But I think they could have...
We Are Family and...
Free.
All Right Now, yeah. And joining us as we wrap up Three Men and a Lady this morning here is Morris Capuano. How are you, sir?
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Hey.
Good. How are you?
I'm great, guys. I'm great. Hope you guys are having a good morning so far.
Great morning.
We have devoted this morning to the biggest waste of time of 2018. Is it Laurel or Yanni?
Laurel.
Now I just heard Laurel for the first time.
Okay.
Have you heard Yanni before?
Well, this morning, about an hour ago, I heard Yanni.
Oh, man.
Isn't that interesting?
What?
You know what? I think I heard both. It depends on, you know, there's a lot of variables with that.
All right. What is that from, anyway?
The internet.
Yeah, some guy. I mean, just this, put this out there for people to vote on, and it went viral in a day, and millions of people have checked in on it. We've had about a 50-50 split on my Facebook page this morning.
Not the studio, though.
So what does the studio say? Just real quick, what's the studio
Laurel.
Say real quick?
All of us say Laurel except Laurel. For Greg. He hears Yanni.
I hear Yanni. But,
okay.
And see, I look like Yanni. You know, the handsome... all right, stop. So, let's talk about buying a house and getting a mortgage and all the programs you have made available through partnership with Renaissance Bank.
Yes, Actually, I mean, let's talk about mortgages, but let's talk about qualifying ratios, because a lot of people who are coming in to see what they can qualify for. You know, if we go back to 25 years ago, 30 years ago, the ratios were 28-36. What that meant was your gross monthly income, say, of $5,000. Your monthly payment should not exceed 28% of that. That is your housing payment, which would be like, I think, $1,040 or something like that. I'm sorry, that's like $1,400. And then your back ratio should not exceed really somewhere around 40%. So if you're looking at your monthly household budget in terms of your monthly obligations for principal, interest, taxes, and insurance, and you're looking at your other revolving debt, car payments, student loans, etc., on a $5,000 income, your total debt should really not exceed, ideally, about $2,000, $2,100. So if you're above that, you need to kind of look at what your budget is looking like, look at what you can do to maybe to cut expenses and whatnot, so you have a more comfortable budget so you don't have to use your credit cards. That's one of the things that we look at when we're trying to qualify you for a home mortgage. Now, interest rates are heading upward. That seems to be well perceived in the market, and it's an accurate statement. So if you're thinking about buying a home, you want to look at those debt ratios. You want to make sure your household budget is in line with what you want, so you're not living paycheck to paycheck, which so many of us do. And you don't want to be mortgage poor. And to find out about that, you give us a buzz, and we're going to give you some advice like we're giving thousands of customers along the years.
Well, the and the benefit to Morris's partnership with Renaissance Bank is there's programs. Look, if you have any doubts, then and you're interested in home ownership, and believe me, it could make a big difference in tax time next year. So the sooner you act, the better it is to your benefit if you're a renter right now. Give Morris a chance to make that happen for you by calling him at